Hello, everybody. I'm at the top of a mountain in Tromsø, Norway. We took a cable car up to the top, and that's the city that you see beneath us right there. And so yesterday I filmed from down there, but tonight I'm filming up here. And this is your promotion time. I spoke to you about the fact that we're in Adar 2, and God has indeed promoted you, and he's given you a strategy for promotion. And so I just want to read to you Psalm chapter 75, verse 6. For promotion does not come from the east, the west, the north, or the south, but God is the judge, and he setteth up one, and he taketh down another. And so the Lord wants you to know, as you're entering into this month of Nisan, there is strategy for you. God is depositing a strategy for what he intends to do in and through you in the month of Nisan. Now listen, you're going to have some blockades, you're going to have some obstacles this month. But here's my encouraging word to you. No matter the obstacles, no matter the blockades, they're going to have to cause you to properly position yourself to stand. All right? See, Esther was faced with that. So God says he's promoted you, but you're going to have to prove your promotion. So that's the word for this week. Prove your promotion. And your promotion is proved when you can see the view from the mountaintop, where you can see really high up what God is doing, and then you begin to put that vision into practice. Allow God to help you see what he sees for you and for the kingdom. He's called you, anointed you, appointed you, set you apart for this special time and season. And so we haven't yet entered or crossed over into the month of Nisan. We're just at the beginning of Adar 2, the second month of joy. But it is also a time where when obstacles or when the enemy might say, no, I know God has promoted you, but there's this blockade or there's this obstacle. Know this, every obstacle and blockade proves that you've been promoted. And so last month, Adar 1 was a tough month. There was a lot of stripping. But this month, there's strategy. So how does one formulate a strategy? Well, when you're stripped, you begin to see the things that tempt you. You begin to see the things that are in the way of your destiny. But when you're in this month of Adar 2, since you've got that new fresh knowledge, now you can plow through the obstacles because you can know that you have pure motives, that you have a pure agenda, that you worked through it in Adar 1, but here in Adar 2, faced with these obstacles, you'll now have the ability and the strength to press in and press through so you can take that promise in Nisan. These obstacles that are before you simply prove your promotion. I want to hear you say that. My promotion is being proved even by my obstacles. Listen, I have some obstacles that I'm facing even in this month, but I know that Nisan is coming. I know that I've been promoted. I'm sitting right here on a mountaintop. I mean, are you kidding me? On the mountain of promotion is where the revelation is revealed. It was revealed to Esther that she really was indeed the queen, because without the obstacles that she faced, without having to stand for her nation, she wasn't really the queen. Your queenship or your kingship isn't your title, it's what you do with it. And so the promotion that you've gotten isn't the fact that you've been promoted, it's what are you going to do with the promotion. So what is God proving to be true about the promotion that he's given you? Come on, I'm getting excited right now. What is he proving to you? What truths do you have to put into action? What are some of the things that you need to practice in word and in prayer and fasting and standing? What are some of these things that you need to put into play to strengthen you? How about meditation? I talked to you about that at the beginning of the month. Purity, wholeness, and righteousness is what gives you the power and the strength to pursue. So go back to those spiritual disciplines. Go back and strengthen yourself during this time. See, Esther did that. She called for a fast in Susa for 3 days. See, you got to strengthen yourself. So fast, so pray, stand, meditate, read the word of God, get in a quiet submission and silence and solitude with the Lord, and he will reveal all that needs to be revealed during this time. Whew, I'm getting excited. So your promotion is being proved right now. I want you to know that I know that things have been tough and things have been hard, and you've had that stripping and you've had some difficulty, but you need to rejoice. because Adar is also about rejoicing. It's about the fact that the victory is yours, and the victory was Esther's, and the victory is yours. Or the victory happened when they built the temple from Ezra chapter 6. They all came together in joy and gave offerings because the decree that was sent out about the temple reconstruction, it was reconstructed. That temple did come into play. Do not be discouraged. Do not lose hope. God has a perfect and a beautiful plan for you, and He is giving you a divine setup. So what are you going to do? You're going to press in. You're going to press through. Promotion means that God puts you in this place. Where He puts you, He supplies your need. Where He puts you, He prepares you. God never sets us up and then leaves us or abandons us. Why? Because your life has meaning in the kingdom, and He is the only one that can back you up and make all the provision necessary. He is that dunamis power on the inside of you that brings forth the glory of the Lord in the earth. So let me just pray for you now, because I know God is doing mighty things, and it is getting cold on this mountain for me right now. It is very, very cold here. It's probably one of the only places that's got snow this time of year, and me, Florida girl, is going through like, whoa, this is super, super, super cold. I'm sitting in snow. All right. So I know I've been promoted because I'm at the top of a mountain in a whole lot of snow. So, all right. Lord, we just praise You and we thank You. Father, we thank You for this word. You are proving the promotion in this time and season. Just as You did with Esther, You're doing it with us. We give You glory, honor, praise, Father, as You pour into Your people. I ask that You pour in supernatural strength, Father. You pour in that Holy Ghost power. You pour in the glory of the Lord. You help us stand in the face of the obstacles, because our promotion is being proved. It's being tested during this time. Strategy has been formulated, and You are going to release it from heaven, Father. Great revelation is coming to us, just like it came to Esther. What was the strategy? Pray and fast, and God will release the Jewish people. What's the strategy for you? I said, get in your spiritual disciplines, pray, fast, meditate. And listen, that word meditation just means murmuring on the word of God. It's not some super crazy word that the enemy has contrived. It is a word that says murmur. Those who meditate on the word of God, they gain their strength, they multiply, they increase. God has called you to take dominion on this planet, and you are getting ready to step into that month of Nisan. And so this time you're being proved, but next month you're going to start running with it. Things are accelerating fast. You need to know how to stand. You need to know how to recover what was lost and how to keep your sight on heavenly things above. Look at this above. I mean, this is way, way, way above. We're seated with Christ in heavenly places, way above. That's this kind of above, being able to see the viewpoint that Jesus has for us. I just want to lift you up right now in the mighty name of Jesus, where you have been dealing with sickness or tiredness or weariness or weakness because the battle was rough in Adar 1. I just speak life to you now. Rise in the name of Jesus. Stand in the name of Jesus. Raise up, because God has given you everything you need to fight this fight. Wherever there's healing in your body, I speak life to you right now. Let every cell revive in the mighty name of Jesus. Where the spirit of death came upon you, I say live and revive right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Get up, start walking, face those obstacles, get out your sword of the spirit, put on the full armor of God from Ephesians chapter 6. The battle has been won, and you are the victor in Him. Woo! Hallelujah. Listen, the Vikings used to do battles from these high points. You have taken the high places, and God has properly positioned you to be there, because He stands on every high place. Let the glory of the Lord be revealed upon your life, and may you be showered with that glory in the mighty name of Jesus. All right. If you haven't yet gotten a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, grab one so you can start reading in the month of Adar and prepare yourself for Passover, which comes in Nisan. And you might want to get the extra teachings too. There's 13 teachings that are going to help you understand the importance of knowing the Hebrew calendar and being able to prophesy correctly. Then I want you to join me for my monthly Zoom calls. The next one is Thursday, March 28th. If you want to get to know me, and of course I want to get to know you and my Glory Road community, this is the way to do it. We prophesy. I teach on the Hebrew calendar just a little bit. We have time for prayer. We have time to get in to what is God doing in the universe today. And I'm going to teach you how to ascend. Yes, that is get above what's happening in the earth, way above, just like I'm seated right here, way above, and looking down on cities just like this one right here. You see that city right there? That's Tromso right there. Look how high up I am. Oh, that's the city right beneath there. All right, listen, be blessed. Share this with a friend. Somebody needs to receive this message today. You're being proved for the promotion. You've already been promoted. Strategies are being revealed. This is your proving time, and God has put you here for this time, season, and reason. Share it with a friend. We'll see you later. God bless you.